Jog On, written by Henrietta Holden and read by Eos Rose. 1, 2, 3, 4. The slap of the soles against the cobbled pathway were consistent like a heartbeat, only catching when the erotica audiobook got particularly dirty. The chick's voice never wavered, saying phrases like,
"Stuff that fat cock in me, I need it, Dean,"
with barely a stutter. Jared admired her, for the easiness in which she said fuck and her ability to root out the best and dirtiest fiction from lighterotica.com. He jogged on, junk swinging as rhythmically as his feet hit the ground. He was passing the ferry terminal and his breath hitched, the reader's voice lulling in a pregnant pause. And not for the first time, Jared heard a wolf whistle. He looked around, but didn't see any girls in tiny shorts and curling headphone cords. He could never figure out where they stored the iPods. A cowboy, no shit, Stetson and all, was lewdly waving from the terminal while a fair-haired dude slapped his arm. "How's it hangin'?" he heard yelled over the breathy tones of the porn scene in his ears. The fair-haired guy slapped the cowboy harder before they both burst into laughter. Jared just tipped his imaginary cowboy hat at them and jogged on. 3 days later, the fair-haired dude was sitting alone on the Espalada. He looked up as Jared jogged past. He looked like a golden god in the dusk sun, way more handsome than Jared had figured. The audiobook chick was detailing a particularly intensive scene about cum. He lost himself to the words and the beat of his feet. Jared's feet plowed on as his head swam, not realizing he'd had a straggler since the last water fountain pit stop.
Hi, I'm,
the golden-haired god panted, lips running across his parched lips. He had shoved his hands under his sweaty armpits when Jared had come to a stop. "Following me?"
"Yes."
"Okay." Jared had always wanted a stalker. His feet had to be aching by now, Jared thought. They had run a couple of miles, and the guy's boots were not made for running. Jared's strong neck muscles twitched as he turned to look at the guy again. His eyes caught green rings, blazing in the heat of the afternoon. The podbooker groaned in fictional completion.
"Are you ever going to stop?" the guy huffed.
"Yeah." His headphones were silent. He was nearing home. The guy was still following him when he sprinted up the stairs. Jared turned off the MP3 player and tucked it into the crook of his arm, holding the door open with his shoulder. "Why don't you come inside for a drink of water?" The guy looked dubious, but followed Jared up the stairs. "So, my own little duckling, how are your feet holding up?" Jared swirled the water in his glass, trying to get a good look at the guy from behind his bangs.
"They're so fucking sore, you bastard."
"What's your name?" The guy looked a little taken aback, but made a quick comeback.
"What's yours?"
"Jared," he said easily, and downed the rest of the liquid.
"Jensen, look, are we gonna do this?"
"Do what?" Jared asked innocently, and the guy looked pissed.
"So I just spent an hour staring at your tight ass, and I'm not gonna get a piece of it?"
He made to storm off, but Jared grabbed his arm. "Come on, Jen, I was just joking." Jared's tone was as cajoling as his touch on Jensen's elbows.
"You made me run in my favorite boots for an hour. I thought we were just gonna do a little role-playing on the docks."
Jared shut him up with a kiss, muscles bunching in his arms in his plight to stop Jensen's flight.
Jared.
Jared shushed the nonsense words with his tongue, guiding his boyfriend down to the couch.
"You know I'm gonna get you back for this," Jensen said when he caught a break for air.
"Yeah, baby, you'll get me back good." Jensen's teeth caught on Jared's lip, and his hands popped the rivets down the side of Jared's shorts. They fell off without hurrah, his dick standing free of the fabric, as Jensen peeled off his shirt. He moved to remove the boots, but Jared's giant hands were guiding Jensen's arms around him. Jared unzipped Jensen's jeans and moved to sink down towards the zipper. Jensen stuttered, breath breaking across Jared's skin, and heart galloping away with his mind. Jared was pre-lubed and prepared, inching down Jensen's cock as fast as a glacier.
"Fucking hurry up, you fucking tease!"
But the pleading wasn't heard because at that exact moment, Jared moaned so loud.
"Oh, baby. Yeah, I'm gonna ride you hard."
"Well, fucking do it already." Jensen bucked up into Jared, but giant hands pressed down on his shoulders. Jared's balls pressed against Jensen's zipper, sending tingles through his body. He leaned down to take Jensen's greedy tongue in his mouth, their sweat-slicked chests sliding together. Jared rocked forward and Jensen groaned, his balls aching against the denim.
"Come on, Jared, please."
"Only 'cause you asked so nicely, baby." He rode up, shins pressing against the edge of the couch as he dropped down onto Jensen's cock. The press against Jared's prostate had him stuttering, but Jensen's hands just gripped his hips and brought him up and down.
"Oh, so fucking hot, Jen."
Jensen made an incoherent noise, and his hips thrust rapidly up into Jared.
"Right there. Oh, God."
But Jensen just hammered away until cum was spurting out of Jared's cock, dripping down onto his favorite jeans. A few thrusts up later, and Jensen groaned, the cum that filled up Jared getting everywhere. Jared maneuvered in behind him on the couch and threw an arm across Jensen's waist. Their return to regular breathing had the men tilting their foreheads together. Jensen's lips ghosted over Jared's. Jared loved his stuffy accountant boyfriend, especially his penchant for playing kinky games in public. Jared started prodding Jensen's red feet with his big hairy toes.
"See if we ever play the jogger and the stalker again."
Jensen rolled over with a huff, but Jared just smiled. The end. This has been a recording of Jog On, written by Henrietta Holden and read by Eos Rose. Thanks for listening.